Well, I should mention a little about what happened in the 50s in connection with that the first numerical forecast was computed on an operational basis. Actually, it began with, I should mention in the beginning that which made this possible was that the famous professor from America, Carl Gustav Rossby, he had returned to Sweden and he was leading a very active international institute in Stockholm. At the same time was the first Swedish electronic computer constructed. It was ready in 1953. And so we made use of this opportunity. We invited Norman Phillips. He, together with a Swedish mathematician, German Dahlqvist, they programmed the first barotropic model, and it was ready by the end of 53, if I remember correctly. Then we began the testing of this program in 1954, and in March we were ready to try to run the first operational forecast. And it happened to be that in the night of the 24th of March, in 1954. And the model was very primitive, of course. It's a barotropic model, but the atmosphere is approximated by one layer and no free surface. But at any rate, that model seemed to work surprisingly well. The problem we had was that the memory was very, very small in this computer, and that made it very difficult to program. Actually, the total memory in this first computer in the beginning was 512 40-bit words. And there we have to, in this limited memory, we have to have both the program and we had also have the field, three fields for computing the forecast. And but anyway, it worked. And after some trouble, because in these days the electronic computers were very difficult, they often had errors. The memory in these days were 40 William tube memories, 40 William tubes, and they had their problems. Anyway, in these days the operational term for the forecast, for the analysis was 03 and 1500 GMT. So we were running the forecast on the 03 in the morning of the 24th, yes, and in the night we succeeded. Just 2 hours before the forecast was supposed to be valid, then we were ready with the forecast, and we were more than happy. Now, after we had finished that forecast, we sent a telegram to Rossby, Professor Rossby. He was in States at that time, and I heard afterwards from himself that he was so happy with this telegram, and he made a lot of bragging in the States because of this. I should perhaps say that another problem we had in these days, because of the limited memory, we had to have a very limited area. It was only 20 by 20 points, and the grid size was 300 kilometers. But then we compared this numerical forecast with a subjective forecast made by the Weather Bureau, and it was amazing how good they were. Then, when we realized that with such a simple model you could make such a good forecast, then there would be no problem at all. We could make perfect forecasts. If we only had a little better computers with more memory, we could use more layers and we could have a bigger area. And so in our stupidity we thought the whole prediction problem was more or less solved. No problem.